We're joined by Lindsay Van Roy of the soccer team, the captain of the Huskies, who thought her soccer career might be over against Grand Valley on Sunday after the GLIAC championship, but found out last night that it's not. And Lindsay, great to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Lindsay, what was your thoughts as far as the odds going in that you would make the tournament?
You know, we put up a good tournament and made it to the finals, and all we could really hope, I mean, it was out of our control to get the bid to the tournament, and we did what we thought we could do, and we ended up getting it, so it's awesome.
Now, my understanding that you were taking an exam at the time that the rest of the team found out?
Yes, I was, and I couldn't sit still too well in that class, but found out after, and I was just as excited as they were.
Let's go back to last night at the Rock House Grill during Huskies Night Out, the second out of five Huskies Night Out at the Mineshaft Rock House Grill. Most of the Michigan Tech soccer team was filtering in to watch the NCAA.com selection show, and it didn't take long. The name of Michigan Tech came up on the screen to take on Wisconsin Parkside. The announcer never even got Michigan Tech's name out before the Michigan Tech soccer team went crazy. Now, if you listen closely here towards the end of the clip, you'll hear a couple of "Oh my gods, oh my gods."
Who is that?
That's Lexi.
Well, the cell phones lit up really quick and started calling home to moms and dads and brothers and sisters, and pretty awesome sequence of events there at the Mineshaft last night.
Oh yeah, it was a blast, and I think we probably startled some people in there just having dinner that were just sitting on the other side of the restaurant, probably didn't have any idea what was going on, but you know what, it was a great time and a great event, and certainly look forward to this weekend's games now, and as you know, obviously the excitement's going to wear off here, and you guys got to get dialed in and focused and ready to go. A tough opponent, a team that you've already played this year. You played them at their place very early in the season. What do you think of this matchup against Wisconsin Parkside?
We are definitely excited to be playing Parkside again. Since that game was over, we wanted it back, and after hearing that we got into this tournament, it's even more exciting that we're going to be ready to go and got a week to do it.
Coach Michelle Jacobs saying that she didn't feel you guys played your best game against Wisconsin Parkside. Is that right?
That's definitely right. It's the beginning of the season, new team, a lot of new players. Just had to figure out each other yet. And as the season went on, we learned a lot about each other, and we grew, and we'll continue to get better.
Let's find out about Lindsay Van Roy. Tell us about your family.
I got a... older brother and older brother. I have two younger brother and a sister, and from Kaukauna, Wisconsin. Mom and dad, and I don't know.
And I just learned this last week talking to Chuck Cohn, your assistant coach, that you actually played for him in high school.
I did. Chuck was my coach for 3 years in high school, and found out Michelle and Chuck coming up to Michigan Tech, and that's awesome, and came with them.
Now, you're one of the few players that's played in every single game in Michigan Tech school history, and that's just crazy. You're going to an NCAA tournament, in your career. Did you think that was a possibility as you signed on the dotted line to come to Michigan Tech?
Definitely not. Coming in, I knew it was going to be good players coming in, and I didn't know what to expect, and as seasons went by, kept going and made it through.
Now, your role on the team has been as a midfielder, but everybody has seen the goal from on Tuesday when we beat just a week ago, beat Saginaw Valley State in the quarterfinal of the GLIAC tournament, 1-0 in double overtime, and you were actually playing forward at that time.
Yeah, but I got moved up to forward for the last few minutes.
And I think Chuck was saying that was the first time, in years that you played that position.
Yep, I played forward back freshman in high school.
So you went down and you were laying on the ground, if I remember right, right?
Yep.
And you knew that it had gone in time, and you were pretty confident that it was going to count?
Well, when I hit the ground, I just heard the screams, and that's when I knew it went in.
Did it sound something like last night?
Well, Wes, you were counting down on the clock.
Yes.
At that time.
Yes.
What were your thoughts when that ball went in? I mean, it was so close to the...
It was so close. And, you know, I try, you know, doing the public address for soccer, you know, there's tenths of a second. So I don't try to say 10 until it actually says 9 on the clock. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, those tenths of a second, you end up getting down to, you know, 1. And you still got really 2 seconds left as it goes to 1.9 mm-hmm. down to 0. And so I thought I was pretty much on it. And I really couldn't tell. I stopped talking, you know, after it hit 1 because we have a horn on the scoreboard. Right. And I don't think that ever went off for some reason. But what the official told me was it doesn't really matter what the scoreboard says. He keeps the time on his watch.
And he was watching.
He's the official timer, and his watch didn't beep until the ball was hitting the net. So
is that right? Wow.
I mean, yeah, and obviously an agonizing way to lose if you're Saginaw, but at the same time, if you watched any of that game, you pretty much realized that we had chance after chance after chance and finally buried one at the very end. And was it frustrating as a team knowing that you guys should have been leading 1-2-3-0 going into that overtime session?
Definitely. We had the shots up on them the whole game, possessed the ball real well, and we knew it was going to come. We just had to keep working for it and get the win out either way.
Let's go back to when you were recruited. So Michelle Jacobs comes to you and says, hey, I'm putting a team together to play in Division II up in Michigan. Had you ever heard of Michigan Tech before?
I did. I was actually looking into it before they had a soccer program. So it actually worked out really well.
No, so academics obviously was a priority for you. What are you studying?
I'm studying actuarial science.
Wow. So what kind of test did you have last night? What class?
Business law.
Business law.
Yep. Mm.
So that's something you could tell your kids. So, kids, my teammates were celebrating. I was taking a business law exam.
Were you getting, is your phone on at that while you're taking that test?
It was on so I could get a text at least in right away when the exam was over.
About what are your plans now? Obviously, you want to play as long as you can in the NCAA tournament, but what are your plans as you graduate from Michigan Tech, and when are you planning on graduating, and what are you planning on doing after?
I'm planning to graduate in the spring, and not really sure exactly what I'm going to be doing yet. Maybe looking into an internship for actuarial science and going from there.
That's awesome.
Pretty exciting. I mean, it's really, you know, last night, just anybody, even if somebody was up there and had nothing to do with Michigan Tech soccer, didn't even know about Michigan Tech soccer, but was there when you guys went, when the rest of the team went crazy, you can't help but have the hair on your neck or, you know, on your arms or whatever, stand up and get kind of emotional about the whole thing, just how excited the team was.
Definitely, and hearing those screams just from the video, not even being there, gets your hair on the back of your neck standing up. So, yeah, I'm sure if they didn't watch soccer, they might now. So, exciting.
Well, it's going to be a fun tournament. Do you know anything about your travel plans? And you obviously you know Parkside, but if you were to win that game, you'd play Quincy in the next round. Any idea what they're like, or are still too fresh to
yep.
really think about all that stuff?
Yep, Quincy's another game ahead of that, so we got to focus on Friday's game first, and then we'll worry about them.
All right. Well, it's an awesome time. Congratulations to you and your team, and bring back a couple wins and keep this thing rolling.
Captain Lindsey Van Roy here from the Michigan Tech soccer team. They are excited. They're heading to the NCAA tournament for the first time in just 4 years of existence. And, Wes, have you done any research? How many programs, man? I mean, you can't imagine that there's too many.
Can't imagine. No,
that in fourth year of existence going to an NCAA tournament.
No, I can't really imagine at all, actually, other than, you know, when they first implemented women's sports back in 1975. So I'm guessing there in 1979 there was a bunch of teams that went for the first time, but... even if they had tournaments at that point. But, you know, it is a lot of fun to see what this team has done. And Coach Jacobs done an outstanding job, and Chuck as well, the assistant coach. And they're a lot of fun to watch. I like the style they play. They're an aggressive style. Mm-hmm. And hopefully they can put some balls in the back of the net and come back victorious from Illinois.
All right, Lindsey. Well, thank you so much for getting up, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Lindsey Van Roy here on the Mix 93 WKMJ. More Drive Time coming up.